Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got two of my very favorite guests and friends, Mr. Patrick Von Dolan and Mr. Mike Knupke. They are from the San Antonio Family Association here in San Antonio. In my opinion, the premier organization that fights for the rights of traditional rights, for religious rights, and here in San Antonio. And I wanted to get them on because we're right in the middle of a very, very interesting election. And I wanted to get them on to chat a little bit about the voter turnout and control by the leftists, of continued control of the leftists by the leftists of the city. And why should people be concerned about the current election, particularly going into Saturday's final election, final casting of votes? So, gentlemen, Mr. Von Dolan and Mr. Knupke, welcome to the show. Thank you for taking time to be with us, buddies.
Thank you for your time, George. Howdy, George. It's great to be with you, and it's an important time. It's a critical time in the city of San Anthony, city of San Antonio. You know, San Antonio was founded on June 13, 1691, with the first mass celebrated on the banks of the San Antonio River. And it's founded on Christian heritage, Christian principles, most notably charity. And so we want to be charitable, but at the same time, the people of San Antonio, the citizens, and who should be voting, need to know the truth and the facts about what's happening at City Council, the San Antonio City Council, because there's a lot of bad stuff that's been happening, attacking the family, attacking life, attacking anything traditional. And so we have a bunch of crazies on City Council that, frankly, need to be replaced.
It's very, very interesting because most recently, the City of San Antonio passed an ordinance, barely by one vote, and I think the casting vote that supported it was the mayor's vote, to fund abortion travel, something that I just don't see how the public should be involved in. The funding of women to get an abortion out of state. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, this is Mike, and our thoughts are very simple. It appeared to be a one vote difference, but don't kid yourself. And that's one of the reasons we're encouraging people to get out, especially the last day or election day tomorrow, because three of them are current city council members, and they voted to not fund it and get cover. And I'm talking about Courage and Andy Elias and
Adriana Rocha Garza.
Adriana.
All income is running for mayor.
All of them. So they could not vote for it. They'd be on the record. So they want to be, you know, a broader, you know, moderate type of candidate, and so they're pulling the wool over citizens' eye. Don't kid yourself, they're all pro-abortion, every single one of them. So and so it's important that people understand that our tax dollars are literally going to illegal organizations like James Due Process and Planned Parenthood and
Buckle Bunnies.
To literally, it's a loophole where they're giving, the city's giving the money to them, and they distribute it to the woman to traffic her across the state of Texas to kill her baby.
So people are upset about all the non-governmental entities, NGOs, that are benefiting, profiting from taxpayer money through USAID, that DOGE is identifying and pulling back this money, like Stacey Abrams in Alabama. They should be upset here because these are NGOs, non-governmental organizations, that are acting and doing criminal activity, transporting young pregnant women out of the state to kill Texans and kill their babies, and it's harmful to them. We hurt these young women for life, they're scarred for life, and we kill their babies and destroy families. And so the other part of that Mike was talking about is that, don't forget, this all started on September 14th of 2023 with the budget vote, that the brand new line item of the Reproductive Justice Fund for downstreaming of abortion travel was included September 14, 2023, and that was a unanimous vote, save one. It was 10-0-1, one abstain, District 10 City Councilman Mark White, abstained from that vote, but everybody else that's currently on council all voted for it. So even though the three that Mike was identifying, Manny Palaez in District 8, Adriana Rocha Garza in District 4, John Courage in District 9, all three of them running for mayor, every one of them voted for it on September 14, 23 to start this whole thing off. And that's what led to our lawsuit that we filed on October 17th of 23 on the feast day of St. Ignatius of Antioch, who was devoured by lions in the Roman Colosseum, devoured by the government. In the Roman Colosseum now, they're trying to devour young children and their moms with taxpayer money. And taxpayers of San Antonio, residents of San Antonio, citizens need to get out and vote, because it's incomprehensible, it's obscene, and it's a shame that we let them get away with this. We need to get out and vote and make sure that people vote pro-life, pro-marriage, pro-family, pro-liberty.
Now, an additional situation to this is that since the city passed this, and if the city is going to act on it, isn't there a danger that, a probability that the state of Texas will file a lawsuit against the city?
It's funny you should say that, because our lawsuit, we're into it about $60,000 so far, and three weeks ago, Ken Paxton, once they passed this final one for $100,000, the state of Texas enjoined our lawsuit, and the city of San Antonio has already spent at $1 million of our tax money just defending against the lawsuit we have so far, not counting the new one. And so you talk about for $100,000, they wasted $1 million of legal fees and what have you so far fighting it.
Yep, that's exactly where I was going with this. Where the taxpayer is now going to spend more money defending something that they shouldn't be defending in the first place.
Absolutely. You know what their concern was on council? Their concern was whether the legal fees were going to take money away from the so-called reproductive justice fund. And they were concerned whether or not it impacted the taxpayers adversely or negatively. They were just concerned, is this going to take away from the $500,000, the amount of legal fees they've done? And the city attorney, Andy Segovia, assured them in an A session that, as a matter of fact, no, this money comes out of the general budget for the legal fees. We plan for legal fees. We're involved in legal fees all the time. And
that was the net numbers.
So the $100,000 is not going to be impacted by the legal fees. It's still going to get their brazen pro-abortion ideology is still going to get funded to traffic young women out of the state to kill their babies.
And George, this is Mike. I would add that this is the line in the sand out there for every single Christian in Texas. This is it. As a matter of fact, Austin, Ken Paxton's suing Austin, the city of Austin, a year later. They passed theirs in October of 24. We had a whole year on that. So the line in the sand is right here in the heart of Texas, and that's San Antonio. And so every single Texan across Texas should be absolutely upset about this. You know, it's kind of like the Hyde Amendment in the federal level, that you cannot use tax dollars to fund abortion. But the loophole, again, was these illegal organizations are funneling money to.
Now, so why do you suppose there is not greater discussion or knowledge about this in our community?
Well, because we, as you can imagine, we hit the newspaper multiple times, hit the news on television, what have you, but it never talked about the merits of the case. All it does is talk about the city's doing this, they're doing, by the way, the San Antonio Family Association is suing them. That was it. So there is no depth on any of it. So no one, very few people understand the significance of this thing, and they understand the depth that's necessary.
And the fake news is, as we all know, as you've been dealing with for decades, the fake news is alive and well in San Antonio, unfortunately, because they have their ideological bent themselves. And it's the same way as the majority of these crazies on city council now, that they are pro-abortion radicals, and they go along with the agenda, and they don't identify, not only do they not talk about the facts and merits of the case, but they also will phrase it as not a pro-life fight as what's good for perpetuating domestic prosperity and individual flourishing. No, they say it is anti-abortion. And so they make us out to be the bad guys and by calling us anti this. We're not anti, we're pro-life. We're pro-good health. We're for pro-human flourishing and pro-long-term domestic prosperity. And you don't get that way. They'll let the truth out. And so their fake media continues to jade and twist the truth so that people really don't know it. And they're in San Antonio, we all know, is behind the rest of the nation in being up to date on technology and everything. Obviously, we saw technology take a major role in the election of Donald Trump in November of last year, 2024. But we're not sure. We're testing the market now. We've got some advertising going on KSAT.com, which is big in Fiesta. I think they're the number one stop for people for Fiesta. So we've advertised on there so people can see our ads there at KSAT.com to help get people's attention that there's an election going on while they're partying in Fiesta, celebrating Texas, celebrating our independence. And they can go there. It's familyvoterguide.org, familyvoterguide.org. But they can see a banner ad by the San Antonio Family Association on KSAT.com. But unfortunately, KSAT.com and others, they all are jaded, and they all refer to it as anti-abortion when they do their news reporting, so people don't get the truth.
Now, in closing, what do you see as the need in order to address this headache of a dictatorship of liberals and leftists in San Antonio that is so deeply rooted? What are your thoughts?
Well, we've seen it since 2011, with the election of Castro, and then Ivy Taylor some, but really moving from Castro to his mentee, Ron Nuremberg. We've seen the growth in socialism, a big government, local government growing exponentially. It went from a $2 billion budget when Castro began, right under $2 billion. We're now at over $4 billion budget. So we've seen the growth of government double in size and scope. And they're not just growing, they're intruding in people's lives, not just in regards to using taxpayer money for taxpayer-paid lobbying, which is unacceptable for their promoting their ideologies, but for injections to promote drug use. And instead of fighting against drug use and helping people with their lives to improve their lives, they're facilitating drug use with our taxpayer money to taxpayer paid abortion travel. They are growing the size and scope of government for their ideological bent, and instead of improving our roads, I think everybody can imagine, and they drive down San Antonio roads, that there's so many potholes, so many problems with the roads, that we have to get new front ends, new suspensions, and that's an indirect tax. We might not be directly taxed on something like that, but it's an indirect tax because it ruins our vehicles. And the price of vehicles hasn't gone down yet, unfortunately, but and the cost to repair them is not down. So that's a significant expense in people's lives. But the other thing they're doing is they're regulating and restricting more small businesses, like District 3 and by the missions, where they're downzoning small mom-and-pop businesses where you can't continue and perpetuate them to the next generation to run their businesses. So we see the size and scope of not only doubling in the last 12 years, but also intruding and impeding our lives to have freedom. And it's unacceptable. So people, we have an opportunity, because of the low voter turnout in early voting, we have a great opportunity to impact the election and change it. Because if it's low voting, if the pro-life, pro-liberty, pro-marriage, pro-free markets, people get out and vote, we're going to dominate the election.
We could swap it tomorrow.
Yep.
So they can get their information, candidate recommendations, and on the bonds, recommendation on the bonds as well, at TexasFamilyAction.com. That's our sister organization, TexasFamilyAction.com. And they can get direct candidate recommendations and recommendations on the bonds. And then also for voter education, they can go to our brand new website, familyvoterguide.org, and get background. And if they want to read and find out why the decisions were made on the candidate recommendations that were made. They can get all that information there at familyvoterguide.org, familyvoterguide.org, or get direct recommendations at texasfamilyaction.com.
And let's remind folks that this is the general election on Saturday, May 3rd. That's the general election. There, in all probability, will be some runoffs the following month. So those casting the vote tomorrow is important. Casting the vote a month later is equally important.
That's right, it is. And it will be very important because there will be even lower voter turnout. But we have more people in San Antonio than ever before. We've got almost 1.3 million registered voters. And one last thing in regards to this, why it's so important for people to get out and vote now, is because if you ever want to respond to a bad city council vote, why not we head it off of the pass and eliminate that need to exercise a referendum initiative? But getting a referendum initiative to get a bad vote on the next election is impossible from a logistics standpoint. You have 10% of registered voters, that's 130,000 people to sign a petition in 40 days in the city of San Antonio. So we have an opportunity here to avoid those bad votes, to avoid wasteful government spending, to avoid government intrusion in our lives, get back to basics, get back to common sense, get back to fixing roads, get back to public safety, hiring more law enforcement, taking care of our law enforcement and firefighters, the people that provide the safety for us, and to have a good quality of life. If you want to have a good quality of life, get out and vote. Use our guides. We spent hundreds of hours putting this stuff together, and they can get all the education and information at familyvoterguide.org, familyvoterguide.org, and then get direct candidate recommendations and recommendations on the bonds, ISDs, independent school districts, Northside and Judson particularly, and then get those direct candidate recommendations at texasfamilyaction.com, texasfamilyaction.com.
You got it. Folks, we've been speaking with my good friends, Mr. Mike Konufke, Mr. Patrick Von Dolan from the San Antonio Family Association. Get out and vote, folks. Listen to what they've got to say. And by all means, let's not stay home on Saturday. Certainly not stay home the following month for the runoffs.
Poll site voting is 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
You got
it. As long as you're in line by 7 p.m., you're good to go.
You got it. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.